So can you tell me more about the specific services being offered at tomorrow's clinic, Deirdre?
Great. Well, thank you very much. The free drop-in clinic, firstly, it'll take place tomorrow, Thursday the 5th, in the boardroom in the IFA Centre on the Mill Park Road in the, more or less the middle of Enniscorthy. It'll be open between the hours of 10 and 5. The Irish Red Cross will be there with our Enniscorthy branch volunteer members and our listening ear of our volunteers who are trained in calm and supportive language. And we are there with the Wexford Local Authority and the County Wexford Chamber of Commerce. And our aim is to help businesses and community organisations fill out the forms necessary for the humanitarian grant scheme for those small businesses and community organisations that can't get insurance through no fault of their own. It's a really distressing time for all business owners, so we really want to enable the process to be as streamlined as possible.
And is there any particular documentation that businesses should bring to the clinic in order to complete their applications?
They should bring photographs of the damage. We've been urging people from the get-go to take photographs of the damage, and that's all they need to complete their application. Everything else can be done on site with our volunteers. It is a very easy form, and people who can't make the drop-in clinic, it's not obligatory at all to attend. You can just download the form from the area on our website, and you can fill it in and email us. It is no problem doing it that way. What we wanted to do was to enable people to come in and ask all sorts of other questions and maybe get other support from our trained volunteers who are trained to have a listening, calm, compassionate ear, as well as a bit of a tea and coffee and really understanding, because it's a distressing time. It's only now after a week, more or less, since the initial floods, that you know, when the adrenaline drops, the reality hits home. So a listening ear can be very, very helpful in and above the actual advice.
And I suppose for businesses that need further financial support beyond the initial €5,000, how quickly will the assessment process take place after the clinic?
Well, what we will have is some assessors there on site in the room who can then also explain how the process works and how quickly it can be set up. There's actually no delay other than putting phone numbers in the hands of the assessor in terms of the person who's applied and the business owner or the community group that's applied, and that person, you know, making contact to organise a time and a date that's mutually agreeable. We have far more assessors available and willing to help and are ready, standing ready, than we anticipate there's a need for. So the idea behind the clinic is having the local authority there on site so that the forms can be instantly approved there and then, and immediately the work around just scheduling the assessment appointments can be put in place as we in the Red Cross then get that first payment out the door.
And do you have any idea how many businesses are eligible for the scheme yet? Like, do you know, have any idea how many are affected?
Well, numbers are difficult enough because it's really just understanding, you know, what businesses or community groups were not able to get insurance through no fault of their own. We understand from the local authority who are doing Trojan sterling work on all of aspects of the flooding and recovery is that there could be up to 60 affected businesses in this category who might be eligible just in the Enniscorthy region itself.
Okay, and you'll have volunteers on hand at the clinic?
Yes, our volunteers from our Enniscorthy branch who have been out and doing door-to-door every day over the whole weekend. And then also health and well-being trained volunteers are also available to chat for a calm listening ear and tea and coffee, because, you know, quite often what the Red Cross can offer people after the trauma of a crisis like this is, I guess, a steady, calm ear so that they can just be helped to process what has happened and really just put in order all of the practical things that need to be done in everybody's life, not just claiming this grant scheme if they're eligible.